We're not talking about practice. We're not talking about exhibitions. We're talking about a real basketball game going down tonight. Zep and myself, let's get it. Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. It's Kyle Rush. It's Zep Jasper. And we're ready to rock and roll. Zep Jasper, we got some real basketball going down tonight. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. You know, as I've been, you know, getting in touch with people have been asking me, how's Auburn going to be this year? I'm like, what you mean how Auburn going to be this year? We're going to be the best in the country. It's no choice. No choice.
Yeah, Auburn opened up, I think, plus 250 odds to win the conference. They tip it off and get that action going tonight versus the Vermont somethings. I don't even know what their mascot is. They're the Vermont people from up there. They've already got a game under their belt, Zep, and we're going to talk about that and all the matchups in just a second. But before we get started, we got to give a shout-out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Doesn't matter if it's your savings, your 401k, no matter what it is. Make sure that you're taking full advantage of everything you can possibly be taking advantage of. Don't pay senseless fees. Make sure you're protected from the IRS. Make sure you're taking advantage of products that you need to be taken care of. He can do all that and look over it for you absolutely free. A $1,500 value. Just go to retirementresults.com/plan and get that custom portfolio analysis. Tell him we're Eagle. Tell him we sent you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Like I said, we're not talking about practice no more. We're talking about the actual game, and it's going down tonight against Vermont. Vermont actually has already got a game under their belt. They've already actually come to Alabama. They're doing a little road trip to kick off the season. They go in, to Bartow Arena or whatever the name of UAB's facility is, and they take down the UAB Blazers 67-62. So my question is, Zep, right to start off with, is that a advantage Auburn, an advantage Vermont, advantage Auburn that they're, you know, that maybe they're a little bit tired from traveling and playing two games in 3 days, or is it a little bit of an advantage for Vermont? Hey, you've got one under your belt. You kind of figured out some things. You got a chance to correct some things. Do you see it going one way or the other as far as an advantage of already having a game under your belt?
I don't think. You know, having a game under your belt is always good, but you prepare for opponents different. You know, guys play different. Guys have different strategies. You know, guys are bigger, stronger, better. So, but I think with them having a game under their belt, I think it gives them a little bit of confidence. But I think guys understand that with it being Auburn's first game, those guys are going to be very excited, and they're going to be very enthusiastic to play a team they never have played before, especially just being the first game. Those guys, Auburn team, actually got to look at games last night. I know those guys watched Baylor versus Gonzaga. That was the 6th versus number 8 team in the country, and it didn't plan out how people thought it was going to pan out. So sure. I think actually Auburn have an advantage by watching their first game and having film on how they did against UAB.
Really good point. Really good point. They got to actually see how they're going to execute the sets they may be running, the different personnel groupings, all that good stuff. I like it. I do think there's a little bit of a – you can sometimes that first game, maybe you can come out a little bit too hype, especially when it's your first game in front of your home crowd. So I do see Auburn, you know, the emotion's going to be there. But this Vermont team's pretty good. They're pretty solid. There's so many things about them we're going to break down in just a second. So that's a really they're coming off a win. They've got a game under their belt. Auburn's had a chance to review the film and watch them and kind of break that down. So maybe a little bit of a wash there, I guess. We'll see what happens. But I want to talk about their game. So they win on the road. That's big. They shoot really well. They shot really well from three, at least this past game, nearly 40%. They did not turn it over. I think they only had 5 turnovers in the whole game, which I think is very, very impressive. And they make their free throws. So when you think about those 3 stats, I'll tell you what I think about. I think this team must be an older team. They seem to be their first game of the season, not to have those hiccups like that. They must be an older team, and they are. They start 4 seniors and a junior. Zep, when you're playing a team like that that's older, a little bit more of a veteran team, when you have like two of the same player, but one of them's just a little bit older than the other, what kind of advantage does experience give you or change the way you approach the game?
Well, every game is a new game. When you have guys who are older, who have been through things, they understand the role of playing on the road. They know playing on the road isn't easy. Those guys take every possession serious. They know, like, coming into Auburn, like the Auburn, you know, like the Neville Arena is going to be tough. It's actually an advantage because it's like you're going to have to put the team away. It's like putting the fire out. You know, you gotta use all your water to put the fire out to put those guys away because it's not, they're never gonna give up. The Vermont team, as I look it up, they're a team that always make the tournament. They shoot the ball well, they're fundamentally sound. So you have to watch film on how you're gonna stop the key points. You said those 3 points, those points are gonna be very, very key because those guys are not going to be rattled. They're gonna be comfortable. And like I say, you just have to go in and play our game.
They've been through some stuff. When you've been playing basketball for 4 or 5 years, you've been through some stuff. So even they've probably seen some raucous environments. They've probably seen some tough crowds. So that is one thing. Bruce called them very Yale-like, which is not really what you want to hear, obviously, when you take a first-round exit to that team. But I can see that just based from looking at their roster. They don't really wow you in size, and we'll get into that a little bit more, but that age, that experience, that's definitely going to be something that Auburn's going to have to handle. Now, on the flip side, Auburn's pretty old themselves. Auburn's got some age. Auburn's got some experience. We got some dudes that's been through some stuff. So maybe they're older and, you know, deep, older across the board, but I think Auburn can match up experience and maybe even some a little bit more high level experience than Vermont. So that's going to be a really interesting thing to watch play out. The two TJs, Zep, they got two TJs that seem to be their go-to guys. You got TJ Long, a senior guard who was their leading scorer last year. He had a pretty solid game against UAB. And then they got a junior, their young one, the junior, TJ Hurley, who went off against UAB. I think he scored 20 points, 4 of 8 from three. Keeping the TJs in check, I think that's going to be definitely something to watch. But I like Auburn's size, even though they're not very big inside. They're longer with guards, and the good news is Auburn's got some pretty longer, got more long guards than typically they do. I like the matchup there.
I love the matchup. You know, we got guards, we got bigs. Vermont team is not very big, so I feel like we can pound the ball in the inside and go straight to it as soon as the game start. To let guys know that you're gonna need to use all your big men because this is the SEC. We're gonna make sure we play physical, strong basketball. But this team is a very Yale-like team. Matter of fact, this team might be better than Yale because they always make the tournament. They always do the little things. They always make sure that they know that they have to do the little things to win games like these. They have been through certain things. They have been through the fire of losing by 20, losing by 30, and coming in next game of listening to their coach and say, we have to do this better this game. So, but I think we have the players that been in the atmosphere of being strong guys and, you know, just being able to play against teams like this, especially with this being our first game.
For sure. You mentioned it. They're not very big inside. I think they have two guys on the roster that are 6'9". Everybody else is smaller. They run their lineup says they run four guards, and they're all, you know, 6'4", 6'5". And then you have your quote-unquote big guy at 6'9". When you're game planning that, when you're preparing for a team like that that's probably a little bit, you know, they're maybe smaller, but they're quicker – how do you take advantage of how do you neutralize their speed, and then how do you take advantage of those mismatches in size?
The way you utilize their speed is where they're going to know we're going to be bigger. They know we're going to be a shot block type team. Those guys maybe a little quicker, maybe a little faster, but they know they're going to have to depend on shooting threes and getting open when they run their sets. Our advantage is our length, our size, our strength, the way we play, playing tough, you know, making them speed up with the basketball. When teams like Vermont play, they know if they speed up with the basketball, it makes them nervous. It makes them do things that they don't want to do. It makes them uncomfortable. So I feel like when we make a team uncomfortable like Vermont, I feel like speed, having four guards, I feel like it eliminates everything, because once we eliminate the three, they're not going to be able to get to the paint.
That's a really good point. Even though they're a bunch of guards, I feel like our speed would probably still match up pretty well with theirs. I feel like Auburn's still probably going to get out and run a little bit with them. And like you said, kind of, when you're talking about being a Yale style team, they want to have that ball control, get in their sets, take it deep into the shot clock, you know, shorten the game. So I think Auburn, you know, even though they are a smaller team, and I think Auburn's still going to probably want to run with them a little bit. And then obviously you got the huge mismatch inside that I feel like Chaney and Janai could have really big nights. It'd be hard to kind of – if you can get the ball inside to them, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard to stop those guys.
Oh, most definitely. It's definitely going to be hard to stop those guys. I feel like they're going to send a double team when the ball gets to Janai, and it's going, I think they prepared on this team of getting the ball out, getting the ball to the 3-point shooters, get ready to kick it out or the backside lob. But I feel like we're going to run. We have no choice. This is a team. We're going to run, shoot threes, get the ball up, press on defense. I feel like they're going to come out the gate with full of energy. BP wanting to go up 10 from the jump. If they don't go up 10 from the jump, BP isn't going to be satisfied. So I look forward to seeing this team just, I'm talking about, be straight off the jump, come out on fire with their heads on fire on defense.
We need to see that. The first two, games, there's been a little bit, you could say, a little bit of a slow start. And I know they're exhibition games and you're trying different things out, but I think you definitely want to get out and get on this team, go ahead and put them away early, and then, you know, hold them off, you know, the rest of the game. So it's going to be interesting. If it's your game plan, you know, what do you want to do? What do you want to do to exploit them on both sides of the ball? What do you want to do? Who do you want to be the focus on offense? And then how do you shut them down on the defensive side?
The offensive end on our side, you know, just playing our game. Running our sets, not slopping through things like BP always say. Just because they're a mid-major team or a low-conference team doesn't mean that they aren't good. With us losing last year, we should understand coming to our first game that you take nothing for granted. And I feel like sometimes as being a Power 5 school, you play these lower-conference schools, you take things for granted. And I think BP has said that in, you know, in film room and just their sets, they run them so good. Like I said, they probably ran through like 10, 11 sets today, just walked through them and, you know, making sure everybody know we're going to switch this ball screen, how we're going to guard this big, how we're going to guard the shooters, how we're going to run them off the line, make them go to the paint and throw something up. So, and on the defensive end, I just think we should run them off the line and make them do things they don't do, like make shooters dribble. You make a shooter dribble, they can't do nothing. We always play help defense, you know, play full court defense, make them speed up. So I think that'll be keys to the game.
Do you see that being, especially on the defensive side, do you see that being more of like a with the way they shoot the ball, you kind of want to get up on them, right? You don't want to – I don't know that you really want to sit back a lot in zone and make them throw it around. I think you want to get on them. Do you see this more of a man up, just – mono type defense, or you switch it up? Like, how do you see that game plan going?
One through four, switch everything. They're not big, so we always can switch one through four, because Chaney is one of those guys who can guard one through four. So he should, and they're guys who, when they drive, they're not gonna want to go up with a guy who can block shots. Yeah. They're gonna want to outsmart you. So I think BP have said probably, We're going to switch 1 through 4 when they're doing the sets. Guards, guard to guard, you switch. But if it's Janai, you're going to hedge the ball screen and get back. And everybody's going to play help defense. But other than that, I think that's what their game plan is. And playing super close defense, you'll never see zone. If I'm guessing, I want to see zone none this game. I think they're going to come out, press the ball from the jump to let these guys know that they're going to have a rude awakening as soon as this game starts, especially with those guys going to UAB and having confidence, especially with UAB always being a tournament team. So I feel like they have confidence coming in there. But UAB and Auburn is a totally different team, but still, UAB is also a great team.
So for the person that's a casual, talk about what switch 1 through 4 means. I know I know what it means, but tell them what 1 through 4 switch, what that would mean.
With the 1 through 4, that means point guard to the power forward. You switch every person. They're switched. So when you got a ball, say you got a ball screen.
Yes.
And the 4-man come up and set a screen, and the point guard is guarding the 1-man, and the 4-man come up and set a screen. So the 4-man will switch with the point guard, and the point guard will take the 4-man. And basically just every 1 through 4 is also just scrambling around with each other. They're basically having each other back on defense, not depending on their total man. Like when you see a man in front of you, just know when a screen is set on you, you're going to switch with your teammate.
Yeah.
The only person you won't switch with is the 5-man, which will be Janai Broome or Dylan Caldwell.
I like it. So, in other words, because they don't have a lot of length, you don't lose a ton if, like, a JP or a Denver gets switched on to their power forward, because they're not going to be, 6'8", 6'9". They're going to be, 6'5", 6'6", and you can hang with those guys. I like that idea. And that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Overall, obviously, you feel good about the matchup. A little bit nervous just about Vermont in general, just because they're a scrappy team. And they're always, like you said, they're always like either winning their conference, getting close to winning their conference, getting in the tournament, or they're going to be one of the, higher seeds in the NIT. So good first test for Auburn. We're going to tip it off tonight, and then hopefully we'll go, if it's not both of us, one of us will be going live after the game, kind of breaking it down. We'll see what happens. But let's see if Auburn can pull this win out and get the ball rolling in the right direction, because you got a big one on Saturday against Houston in Houston. And you definitely want to go in there with a little bit of momentum. So, Zep, appreciate you jumping in, my man. Tell them how they can find you and support you and love on you.
You can find me on Instagram at RIP_QUAN12, Twitter at RIP_QUAN5.
Yes, sir. You can find me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. You know we're going to be here just about – we're at least 2 times a week as the games roll on. We're going to be in here more. We really appreciate it. Check us out next time. This is just another episode of the Barn Hoops Podcast. Lagging a little bit. We're good, man. I appreciate it.